You want to say who you are and what period of time you're talking about?
All right. Where? My name is Lorette Steed. In 1941, I had a little twin sister that passed away. Because she did, it was because there was no penicillin and nothing to help her with the condition that she was in. So she died from that. But right after the war, they discovered penicillin. Isn't that history?
It is. And where were you living at that time?
In Lewiston.
Lewiston, Maine?
Yeah. I was living in a convent, in an orphanage. In an orphanage. I didn't like it. But anyways, my father had 7 kids to watch over. 4 of them in Massachusetts somewhere, I forget the name, but he used to go there, and the 2 of us in Lewiston. And I really didn't like it. You know, you lose your mother, and he has to come and see you every other Sunday, and we'd be watching out the window all day long, you know, the Sundays that he was due. But after he came in, we were all happy. He'd give us, listen to this, give us a nickel each. We went to the little store next, I think it's near Bates College. And we'd go and buy nickel candies, tons of candies for nickel. Can you imagine that today?
Mm. Now in 1941, how old were you?
11.
11.
Yeah. So, and then after that, not too long after that, my father came and got her to have a funeral here. And after that, I moved out of there. And he had, my father built 2 homes on Annecy Avenue. 2 homes he built. And he brought us home. He brought us all home. And at the time, the war was kind of ending, you know, at 42. And all my brothers came home from the Second World War. And then I had 2 brothers that went, my husband went to Korea. And then one of my brother that just died, he was in Korea. And my brother, I have 3 brothers that was in Korea. And they had quite a tough time forgetting about it, you know. It was tough for them. But we were all happy after we all got home and talk things over and get reacquainted again, you know, it was nice. And my father built some pretty good houses. He didn't do them all himself, you know. Mm-hmm. His brothers are all in building. They're all builders. Bouchard. I'm sure you hear the name a lot.
Over in Brunswick.
Yeah.
Okay.
One place in the street was named after him, Bouchard. But everybody was pretty proud of that when they first started. Now it's like, been quite a while since they're in it, you know. And it was very good to be home again. And I really, we had him to take care of us for a few years, and then he died. Only a few years.
What did he die of?
I don't want to say it.